This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Corey Lane dropped from the cabinet in a reshuffle and Dr. Crystal Haynes out of the Senate. A political scientist says the resignation of Marcia Cattle from cabinet is an indication that all is not well within the ruling Barbados Labour Party. The opposition leader says he will maintain his focus on government stewardship over state resources. The BHTA reports strong momentum in cruise calls this winter season. And Dodge staffers resign en masse in order not to legitimize Elon Musk. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has announced a cabinet reshuffle. Corey Lane and Marcia Cattle are out of the cabinet, and Dr. Crystal Haynes has been dropped from the Senate. Mr. Lane, who has been serving as crime prevention minister, was recently questioned by the police and released without being charged over an undisclosed matter. Ms. Motley says Mr. Lane has been given time to focus on personal matters, while Ms. Cattle opted to step down.
Honourable Corey Lane, asking to be relieved of his ministerial responsibilities so that he may spend more time with his family and to be able to give the government the opportunity to be able to ensure that it is in no way affected by anything related to charges. He has asked that he be noted for his complete innocence in these matters, and he is entitled to that. At the same time, I received a letter from the Honourable Marcia Cattle asking to be relieved of her duties with immediate effect.
Crime prevention is now shifted to the Ministry of People Empowerment, and the Ministers of Education and Economic Affairs exchanged portfolios. Meanwhile, Dr. Crystal Haynes, who controversially broke ranks with government recently in a key address, or on a key issue that is out of the Senate.
I've asked the Honourable Kirk Humphrey to take responsibility as Minister of People Empowerment and Elderly Affairs for the task now of crime prevention. I've equally asked the Honourable Kay McConney to assume responsibility for the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment as full minister. I've asked the Honourable Chad Blackman to assume responsibility for the Ministry of Educational Transformation. I've asked the Honourable Sandra Husbands to assume responsibility for Ministry of Training and Tertiary Education. I've also asked Mr. Jonathan Reid to assume responsibility as Minister of Innovation, Industry, Science and Technology. Mr. Reid previously served as my Chief of Staff. To accommodate Mr. Reid's appointment, I've asked, and she has agreed, Dr. Crystal Haynes, to be able to allow us to manage the exigencies of these appointments, and therefore Mr. Reid will replace her as a Senator in the Honourable Senate.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meanwhile, political scientist Dr. Christina Hines says the stepping down of former Minister Marcia Cattle hints that there could be discord within the party. She also notes the removal of Senator Dr. Crystal Haynes, whose recent comment in the Senate regarding the planned civic center development was not aligned with government's position.
I find it interesting to hear this removal couched as to make way for a new Minister of Innovation, Industry, Science and Technology. That is quite a way to put a spin on a development that some may have anticipated. But we see the entry of soon-to-be Senator Jonathan Reid, who will take up this position. I don't think that people are going to be fooled by thinking that this was stepping aside to make way for this. The fact that Minister Cattle has stepped down, and if one notes the reasons that she cited, also gives us a hint that there may be a bit of discord within the Barbados Labour Party, in particular those who formed part of the cabinet.
Political scientist Davron Bruce says that some of the changes are strategic, highlighting the education ministry and ministry responsible for crime prevention.
For instance, Mr. Corey Lane stepping down apparently for family reasons. Minister Humphrey, I think he might have taken a poison pill here, given where the crime situation has been in the last couple of months and years. Kurt has been doing a relatively good job in his ministry and has been well received in the public face, but now to take on that ministry, I wish him good luck. The fact that the Ministry of Education is one that is a very public and front-facing ministry with a very large budget, for instance. I think that is a very strategic move on the Prime Minister's part, given the fact that Kim McConnell has been under some pressure over the years as the minister. So there may be some electoral considerations in here and some strategy in here, certainly given the fact that we're getting close to a national election constitutionally due.
Political scientist Devron Bruce. And opposition leader Ralph Thorne steered clear on discussing the internal issues within the ruling Barbados Labour Party, emphasizing that he remains focused on monitoring the government's management of state resources.
The internal affairs of the Barbados Labour Party will not rank with greater priority over the problems that continue to confront Barbados. I am more concerned about the stewardship of state resources for which the government feels unaccountable and for which they will accept no reproach. The Prime Minister can assemble whoever she chooses, but our society must not be allowed to fail with this failed government.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, is reporting a strong momentum in cruise calls, with major cruise lines choosing Barbados as one of their destinations for this winter season. BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith says the island received a significant boost with cruise calls from a major hotel chain's yacht collection and a Japanese luxury liner.
Cruise tourism is experiencing strong momentum. The first inaugural port call of 2025 featured the Ritz-Carlton's Yacht Collection's newest vessel, Ilma, marking an exciting milestone for Barbados' cruise industry. As a globally recognized leader in luxury hospitality, the Ritz-Carlton brand choosing Bridgetown for five calls this winter underscores Barbados' growing reputation as a premier travel destination. Looking ahead, Barbados will welcome another inaugural cruise call on March 11th with the Mitsui Ocean Fuji, a Japanese luxury cruise ship operated by Mitsui OSK Lines. And this vessel is currently on a world tour, which will call at Barbados on that day.
BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith. Meantime, BHTA's Chief Executive Officer, Ryan Ford, says the association has indicated its interest in addressing the crime situation. He's hoping to have a meeting with the Commissioner of Police and Attorney General to determine what greater role they can play in the fight against crime.
We're also hoping to meet respectfully with the Attorney General and the Tourism Ministry to address the crime situation, as we have written to the Attorney General's office and are waiting a response to confirm when we can meet to discuss further. What I would say, though, is that in the meantime, we are addressing the concerns that we can alongside the Barbados Police Service in relation to reported crimes across the island, and we're looking at where we can assist as a private sector association with funding towards any additional equipment that they may need. Once we have the meeting with the Attorney General and the Commissioner of Police, we'll be able to see where the BHTA can assist further, as we have done in the past.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ryan Ford. And a group of civil service employees in the United States have announced their resignation from the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, in the latest sign of discord within the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. The 21 employees issued a joint letter to DOGE leadership, which was also obtained by media outlets, where they accused DOGE of carrying out ideological attacks and risking the integrity of government systems. The workers involved in the resignation included engineers, data scientists, and product managers, all of whom were previously employed by top technology firms, including Google and Amazon. Recapping the headlines. Corey Lane dropped from the cabinet in a reshuffle, and Dr. Crystal Haynes is out of the Senate. A political scientist says the resignation of Marsha Cattle from the cabinet is an indication that all is not well within the ruling Barbados Labour Party. The opposition leader says he will maintain his focus on government stewardship over state resources. The BHTA reports strong momentum in cruise calls this winter season. DOGE staffers resign en masse in order to not legitimize Elon Musk. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.